Hello, Feng Shui Enthusiast readers. This is Amy Thompson with FengShuiEnthusiast.com. Today, I'm creating an audio file to accompany my latest post, The Three Things That Every Feng Shui Enthusiast Needs to Know. So if you're already registered with my website, you'll be glad to know that this year, one of my goals is to try to accompany an audio file with some of the main blog posts that I create for my website, and you will get a copy of that recording each time you get notification of a new blog post. So I'm really looking forward to this year. As many of you may have already read through some of my posts, this year is not going to be a good year for me concerning dumb money. And if you're not familiar with what dumb money means, I'm planning on doing an audio file and a blog post on the difference between dumb money and smart money later on. Maybe next month sometime I will get down into the nitty-gritty and explain that part of the Bozzi profiling. But because this year is going to be a difficult year for me as far as having dumb money, then I have to find creative ways to stimulate the money flow in my life, which means I'm going to have to work to provide myself with smart money. And one of the ways that I'm planning on doing that is to market some of the information that I have been collecting over the years as a feng shui enthusiast. So let's just dive right into today's audio file concerning the three things that every feng shui enthusiast needs to know. Thank you for joining. All right, so on the 4th of March, I posted a blog post concerning the three things that every feng shui enthusiast needs to know. And I wrote this article because, you know, with life and the change of the new year, we always have a whole, you know, different things influencing us throughout the year. We go up and down in our emotions, and we have our challenges that we work through during the year. And I was thinking, if I was to give anyone just basic information from a feng shui perspective, what would be three things that I think that a person would benefit from knowing about feng shui? And that was what inspired me to write the article. And just a little bit of background on me and feng shui. Around the year, it's the year that the movie The Secret came out. I can't remember exactly what year it was that I saw it for the first time. But what it was after I watched the movie The Secret that I felt inspired to, you know, and delve a little bit more and learn a little bit more about the law of attraction. And I was in Barnes & Noble's, and I happened to pass by their table where they have various books on display, you know, and I noticed the book by Master Vincent Pak Chung. And I thought, wow, that's interesting, because it was about feng shui. And I bought it and I brought it home, and I was just amazed at the concepts of what feng shui was offering. I wasn't familiar with feng shui before that, and I've been stuck on feng shui ever since I first read that book. And I've broadened my knowledge and my understanding of feng shui in various areas, such as the flying star feng shui. And you may have heard me or read some of my articles where I'm referencing the eight aspiration theory, and which is about the elements in our home and the various categories of life, like fame and wealth and romance or relationships. And then also, just recently, I was introduced to the Bozzi profile. And I'm just thoroughly in love with the concept of the Bozzi profiling. And I plan on delving a little bit more into that this year and gaining a better understanding. I was hoping to attend Joey Yap's seminar in Las Vegas on the 7th, but I don't think that's going to work out for me. But that's okay, because I can still order some books that he's written, and I'll reference that at the bottom of this page that this recording or this podcast will be on. If you're interested, you can also learn along with me. So in this article, the three things that I felt that every feng shui enthusiast needs to know, one is the different types of luck that we understand through studying feng shui, and that's the heaven luck, the earth luck, and the man luck. And the heaven luck is basically the elements and the day and the year that we're born that we acquire at birth that it will influence us for the rest of our life. And we can't change those elements. But there later on, I will explain for, you know, later on in time a little bit more in depth as I learn more about the heaven luck and the different ways, even though we can't change those elements that influence us throughout our life that we were born with, we can make changes in our earth and our man luck to help us. Some people are fortunate enough that they're born with one of each of the five elements, the fire, the earth, the water, the metal, and let's see, there's fire, earth, metal, water, and oh my gosh, I can't think of the other one right now, but there's five of them. Some people are fortunate enough on the day and year that they're born that they have all five elements in their Bazi profile. But this is not about Bazi profile, so I'm going to do my best not to get off on this subject. But heaven luck is pretty much basically the element influences that we're born with on the day and the year we're born. And we can't change that. That will always be there. Then there's the earth luck, which is our environment. In other words, in our home, the furniture, the elements of the furniture, the way our house is positioned, if what direction the facing direction of the house is facing and the sitting direction, that's the environment luck. And we can do things to change our earth luck to harmonize and bring more auspicious energy, which we call qi in feng shui, into our life. And then their third luck is man luck, which is based on our perception, our beliefs, our values, and of course we can change those. It also has a lot to do with our behavior. You know, I mentioned in the article the heaven luck is sort of like the family we're born into. It's something that we'll always have with us. Some people think that maybe the family that they grew up in isn't exactly how they want to characterize themselves. And they go on and they live rewarding lives and they accomplish, you know, successful endeavors. And the earth and the man luck are just those things that we can work with to help change that heaven luck that we're born with. Some people may not even be interested in changing it because, like I said, they're born with good elements, all of the elements. So the number one thing is understanding the various lucks that we have that influence our life. So we have the heaven, the earth, and the man luck. The main thing that I learned when first reading Master Vincent Pak Chung's book is that the whole concept of feng shui is to help enlighten or to help, well, enlighten, but the main thing is to help ourselves feel more at peace and have a clarity of vision for our life. Do well towards others, think of ourselves good in a good way. So thinking positive is by far the very first thing that I learned about practicing feng shui. For example, in February, I was starting a new class, and usually, typically, I get along with my professors. Usually can get on the same page with them, understand what their requirements are of us, and then I can plan out my coursework and I know what my objectives are. But for some reason, when I started the class in February, I just couldn't seem to get on the same page with my instructor. It was like there was friction between us, and I really couldn't pinpoint what it was. And at the same time, at the first of the year, if you've ever been on like a roller coaster ride or a ride at a carnival or something, and you're having fun and you're enjoying the ride, and then all of a sudden the car or the vehicle that you're in comes to a slow stop, and then you're just sitting there for a few minutes, and then you realize, oh, the ride is over. Well, that's the way it was for me the first year with my finances. All during 2014, everything was flowing smoothly. I didn't worry about, you know, my income. Everything was just really great. And I actually bought a new house last year with my husband, and it was just a great year. But then when the February came around this year, it's like everything just come to a slow stop. And I felt myself sitting at my desk one day, and I was just like, what is wrong? So I inquired of someone about my Chinese zodiac and what may be potentially wrong with my finances this year and just my overall feeling at that point. And the one advisor told me to forget about money in February, the dumb money, and just focus on, you know, working towards having smart money, which I'll explain the differences between those later, like I said earlier. And she also advised me to beware of potential arguments and disputes in February. So I was just like really excited because I finally understood why I was having such a hard time getting on the same page with my instructor. So at that point, my thinking positive was I was able to put everything in a better perspective, and I was able to overcome, you know, that feeling of not understanding why I couldn't get on the same page with my advisor, my instructor. And I just, this year, and especially in the month of February, I knew that I would have to be more of a serving type person and think of the benefit of others above myself. So it's just really exciting. So thinking positive is very important in feng shui. Meditating is the second point that I think every feng shui enthusiast needs to understand because, you know, like the experience I was going through in February, I would get really like instantly frustrated and I would take things that people were saying, it would just upset me like instantly. And I would carry that, you know, for a few hours, and it would just take me a while to get over it. And then when I realized, you know, what was going on, what stars and elements were influencing me in the month of February, I learned how to catch that irritable feeling when it first would come over me and just time out, sort of, just right there on the spot, just time out, calm my mind, and take a deep breath. And focus, okay, what is my next, what am I focusing on? What is it that I'm working to accomplish right now? And I've found that it's been very, very beneficial going through the February with those arguments start influencing me. So meditating is very important, and you don't have to strike a yoga pose to adapt meditation into your life. Like I said, I mean, if you're in a conversation with someone and all of a sudden you just feel really irritated, just close your eyes just for a second. Even if the person's standing there watching you, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and breathe it out. And then focus. You know, what goal is it right now that you're working on? What is it that you're wanting to accomplish? You may have to reword what you're saying or be a little bit more humble because the other person has no idea. Maybe there are elements that are influencing them during that same point in time. May be good, so they may be feeling great, and they're just like looking at you like, what are you getting upset about? So they're not going to really say anything if you just stop, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish. So, and then the third thing is goal setting. Sometimes when we're going through our challenges and we're working towards our goals, if we don't have direction in what it is that we're wanting to accomplish, we can get lost in the moment. And so I really believe that goal setting is really important in feng shui. If you understand what elements are influencing you throughout the year, you can also, I mean, feng shui will break it down into months, days, and even hours. You can find out when is a good time to travel. And so it's really good to get into the practice of looking ahead through the week, see what days are supposed to be good, if there's good auspicious energy going to be flowing in your life that week or even that day, or if there's an inauspicious star influencing your life, you know, then you know that, okay, I may have to change my goals this week and work towards, you know, a little bit harder towards this goal and be a little bit more patient with people. I think these three things are vital to anyone beginning to understand the concepts of feng shui. And I really believe that anyone would benefit from just reviewing these three things and practicing them in their life. So I hope this has been a helpful podcast going over this article. And if you have any questions, please leave me a comment. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have about any of the topics that I've discussed today. So this is Amy Thompson, and thank you for joining in. Have a great, auspicious day.